This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. The Supreme Court today reserved order on the pleas to stay the directions passed by a two-judge bench on the 11th of August to remove stray dogs in the Delhi National Capital Region to shelter homes. However, the three-judge bench did not grant a stay on the directions issued to municipal authorities. The bench, comprising Justice Vikram Nath, Justice Sandeep Mehta and Justice N.V. Anjaria, heard the matter after a two-judge bench, comprising Justice J.B. Pardiwala and Justice R. Mahadevan, took Suomoto order to remove all stray dogs and shift them to shelters. The judgment comes after some lawyers mentioned before the Chief Justice of India that the earlier directions were in conflict with previous orders passed by other benches. President Draupadi Murmu today inaugurated the summer annuals of Amrit Udyan at Rashtrapati Bhavan. The Udyan will be open to the public from this Saturday between 10 a.m. and 6 p.m. until the 14th of September. Athletes and sportspersons will get special access to Amrit Udyan on 29th August to mark the National Sports Day, and teachers on 5th September on the occasion of Teachers' Day. The garden trail will include Balvatika, Herbal Garden, Bonsai Garden, Central Lawn, Long Garden and Circular Garden. The entry to Amrit Udyan will be free of cost. President Draupadi Murmu will address the nation today on the eve of the 79th Independence Day. The address will be broadcast from 7 in the evening on the entire national network of Akashvani and telecast over all channels of Doordarshan in Hindi, followed by the English version. Broadcast of the address in Hindi and English on Doordarshan will be followed by broadcast in regional languages by regional channels of Doordarshan. Akashvani will broadcast regional language versions at 9:30 tonight on its respective regional networks. The nation will celebrate the Independence Day tomorrow, with Prime Minister Narendra Modi leading the celebrations from the iconic Red Fort in Delhi. He will hoist the national flag and address the nation from the ramparts of the iconic monument. As the nation is making giant strides towards realizing the government's vision of Vikasit Bharat by 2047, the theme of this year's celebrations is Naya Bharat. The celebrations will serve as a platform to commemorate the continuing rise of a prosperous, secure and bold Naya Bharat and provide renewed power to surge further ahead on the path to progress. A total of 1,090 personnel of police, fire, home guard, civil defence and correctional services have been awarded gallantry and service medals on the occasion of Independence Day 2025. The Ministry of Home Affairs said 233 personnel have been awarded the Medal for Gallantry, 99 personnel the President's Medal for Distinguished Service, and 758 personnel the Medal for Meritorious Service. The nation is observing Partition Horrors Remembrance Day today. The day commemorates the victims and sufferings of people during the partition of India in 1947. We have a report.
To mark the Partition Horrors Remembrance Day, various programs are being organized across the country, including the national capital. On this day, the nation pays homage to all of those who sacrificed their lives and suffered unimaginable pain during the partition in 1947. In 2021, the government had decided to observe 14th August every year as the day to commemorate the sacrifice of those who lost their lives or were displaced during the partition. It also ensures that future generations remember the pain and suffering endured by the people, as the birth of independent India was marked by the violent partition, which left lasting scars on millions. With Priya Mondal, Bhanu Pratap Singh, Akashvani News, Delhi.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi paid tribute to those who lost their lives in the horror of the partition. The Indian Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast heavy to very heavy rainfall at isolated places over Telangana, Delhi, Haryana, Chandigarh, coastal Andhra Pradesh, Odisha, Punjab, Uttarakhand and Jammu and Kashmir today. Heavy rainfall in these regions is expected to continue for the next 2 to 3 days. The weather department has further predicted thunderstorms and lightning today over north and south interior Karnataka, Bihar, Jammu Kashmir, Ladakh, Muzaffarabad, Jharkhand and Odisha. And with that, we end this news bulletin.